You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. Good.
Good.
Yeah.
What are we going to be looking at today?
So today we're looking at the güiro, which is a funny little shaped instrument. The ones you've probably seen are sort of, I don't know, halfway between a rugby ball and an aubergine in size. Maybe not that I've been around a lot of rugby balls, but, you know, maybe a little longer, but definitely not as wide. The common ones that might be in preschool classrooms are shaped like a big wooden fish, but they can be any shape. They can be animal shapes. But the main thing is that there's ridges along it. And you scrape it with a stick, and it goes a brrr, and then you can scrape it back, brrr, and then tap it. And you can do long scrapes and short scrapes. So it's pretty basic.
And are there people that specialize in this instrument?
Yes and no. officially, so it comes from Latin music tradition, and officially it's supposed to be something that the lead singer plays
right
while they perform. But I haven't seen that. I've seen it sort of as part of a band with people, you know, someone actually is sitting there playing it. Sure, there's probably some people that make a living. Now, to get really nerdy on you guys, there's four types of instruments, technically. There's membranophones, and those are things that use, like, skin, right, or membrane, right? Chordophone, that's things that use strings, and so, like, the clavinet was that. Aerophones, things that use wind, like the harmonica we had, flute. And then idiophones, which is what this is, and that's something that is sort of the body itself vibrates. Or basically, it doesn't have strings, or you don't blow it, and it doesn't have a membrane. So this is an idiophone. So, you know, you don't have a lot of tonality to it.
Yeah.
You know, not like a piano or something like that. But it's really interesting, and we'll hear how wide it goes and how many different musics it's in. So it's technically a Latin instrument, and in sort of your basic big sort of Latin bands, it will always be there. And I guess there's two choices. Here's another nerdy thing for you. There's two choices when you say would use something like a güiro, and one would be referential. And that would be when you're using the instrument because you want people to get the Latin feel. Mm-hmm. The other one would be embodied. And that's where you're actually just using the instrument for its sound and you don't want people thinking of Latin. You're sort of disconnecting it from that. So, in fact, yeah, all the instruments, you know, will have that, you know, like even say harmonica, do you want it to sound blues or are you actually just wanting the sound?
Yeah.
So yeah, referential or embodied. And we'll have different examples this morning.
Cool.
So the first example is from Stevie Wonder, and he's actually come up all 3 weeks. He uses a lot of different instruments. And so in this song, though, he's being referential. Like he's trying to go Latin, trying to have a Latin feel. He even sort of screams out some bad Spanish in a song. So he's using the güiro and other Latin instruments to sort of purposely make you feel Latin.
Cool.
So try to listen for that scraping sound.
Cindy, Mama, you understand that? Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very fluent Spanish. Todo está bien chévere. You understand that?
Bien chévere.
Chévere?
Bien chévere.
Is that right, Mama? Yeah, because I got my shaking room.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know. Reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
I mean, you can hear it. It's subtle.
Yeah, because it's like a scratching sound almost. Because so you've got the maracas, which are the shakers, and you've got the cowbell. And then, yeah, and then behind that, you can hear that brr, brr, brr. So it's, you know, it doesn't even have sort of a tonality. It's definitely a percussion. But you could hear he was trying to be Latin, you know. He was like, so he was being referential in that he wanted that instrument to carry with it more than just its sound, to bring in all this other stuff. So it's so odd to think that something that just kind of rasps has become so popular. So you have your scraper, you hold the thing in your hand, and then you scrape it with your other hand, which is, I guess, why sort of lead singers could be singing and playing it. Or if you're in a band, you can kind of dance around and play it. And so it's, people don't know if it's actually originally African or South American, because it appeared in Afro-Latin music, so they don't know if it brought over. And it used to be made out of gourds, you know, like literally a big squash. We don't have a lot of gourds around.
A big squash?
Yeah.
Wow. Do they, like, how do they get that hot? Like, do they dry out
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Gourds.
Awesome.
Gourds is really big in the instrument world.
Wow.
For drums in the Pacific and Africa, so gourds are really big.
I actually know a guy that's really into growing gourds for to make musical instruments.
Oh, really?
He's sometimes on Audible World on 95 BFM called Liam.
Oh, well, he's probably tried to make a guido, you know, if he can get one that can be rough enough that you could make those grooves in it.
Yeah, it's amazing. He'll post pictures of how they're growing and turn them into instruments. It's very cool.
And then does he have someone that makes pie from the filling?
I hope so.
Yeah, apparently, like, you let it dry and you have to shake out the seeds or something, but he would probably know better. So this next song is really odd. Not odd, but it's not referential, so it's not trying to be Latin. Actually, it is slightly. I tell a lie. So this is... I guess it's Latin because it's got the sort of Latin guitar. So this is Dusty Springfield's Look of Love. And it's almost, I guess they're trying to use the guiro to sound sexy somehow.
Have a listen.
The look of love is in your eyes. Just words can ever say, and what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold, feel my arms around you.
Very,
that's the sexual scream. Alice thought it sounded like a zipper.
What? You thought it sounded like a zipper, and I agreed.
So there is a slight Latin feel in the sort of swing of the music and, I guess, having the piano, but it's definitely there to be sort of more... It's a sparser texture, right? There's less instruments going on. And that's... So that was a 1967 song, and Stevie Wonder was 73. So it is sort of... It does seem to be a lot of the songs that I came across were sort of from this era where I guess people were sort of playing with it. And that song is so famous, it's been re-recorded by like Nina Simone, Sergio Mendez, and very popular song. And I don't know if they all use the guido. But other guido hits, David Bowie uses it in The Man Who Sold the World. And that has been covered by lots of people as well. Tone Loke, Wild Thing. And when you picture it, you can now think you hear it. I couldn't hear it as well as I thought, so it's why I didn't choose it. I didn't feel like it was like up high enough in the mix I could find. But apparently it even leaked into classical with Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. So it's this, you know, it's something that people play with and bring through. So apparently it leaked through via reggae and then to soul and funk. And apparently you can hear it in some Motown songs and Marvin Gaye. So sort of, and then in reggae as well, Bunny Wailer and Culture and Burning Spear. So that's how it sort of leaked into, and that's where someone like David Bowie and people. Also during the 70s, Carlos Santana made sort of a Latin rock fusion, And so he was bringing those Latin percussion sounds into our rock music. So that's where some of these artists would have heard it. And then, you know, you can buy one, and you can buy one for your friend, and you can have one. And so people would have, I guess, just been playing or playing in the studio and just decide whether to have that odd layer on their music. And so the next track is a really weird use of it. In fact, I felt like it just sounded like someone's crinkling paper in the background. So I don't know, you know, when you're recording a song and you say, you know, I'd really like a little crinkling paper in the background that's going to be effective. Or, yeah, when someone is just, you know, picks one up and decides to add the flavor. So this is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And so, yeah, here, see if you can hear the Guido coming through.
A little walk to the edge of town and go across the track where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it ships and cracks, where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks, on a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you a lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't owe no money, get you some. You don't have no car, get you one.
I quite like it.
Yeah, so he was using it as sort of weirdness, I guess. I mean, he still had a slight Latin in the sort of syncopated organ sound, but he definitely didn't want you to think of Brazil or Cuba, you know.
It just kind of added texture.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good word for it, so texture. And so, yeah, so have a listen out for the Guido when you hear it. And also you can decide whether it's referential or embodied and sound like a real wanker talking to your friends. or when you see one at someone's house, now you can pick it up, you know, and have a little scrape along in your jam sessions.
Well, thank you so much, Kristen MK, for coming in this morning and speaking to us about the Guido.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next week.
Screen, hey buddy, I'm wanting you to turn it off. Hey.
he's a goat, he's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.